You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
It's Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk, and you're saying to yourself, hey, Scott, what's that sign doing up behind me called the Industrial Dojo? Well, we're going to be starting a new segment called the Industrial Dojo, and this is where sort of it's a resting place for all the education. It's dedicated to the business development, sales, branding, marketing individual, and any company that decides that they want to fill up their funnel in some way, shape, or form. These are going to be tactics, strategies. I'm not going to take too much of your time. I know your time is very precious. So let's get this show on the road. And thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Here we go. All right. It is. It's the Industrial Dojo. And so here's the thinking. There's a lot of thought out there. I don't have all the answers, but there's a lot of great people who do. But I can definitely bring it to you. And I can definitely look at your time and say, okay, what does that individual need on a daily basis that can be tactical and put it into action today? And I'm thinking to myself, it doesn't have to be that long. It doesn't have to be a long podcast. I know that you guys are out there in the cars and trucks and all that good stuff. And so the Industrial Dojo came to mind because it's a gym. It's where you sacrifice. It is where you learn and discipline yourself. And so that's the thinking behind that idea of the Industrial Dojo. And if you're looking at it at my YouTube channel, there you go. It is the Industrial Dojo. So the thinking is, over the coming weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, because you can constantly add, and we can never, there's no excuse, quite frankly, there's no excuse whatsoever that you're not learning, that you're not growing, that you're not adding to your skill sets, because given the internet, my goodness, man, it's all out there. And as such, the speed at which things are changing is dramatic. So to be a part of that, this Industrial Dojo, we're going to talk a lot about getting the mind right, that leadership mindset, and those steps to be able to take on a daily basis to be able to do that. And then we're going to go into the sales and marketing, what strategies, what tactics can be employed. And really, from the point of an industrial perspective, I think that there's a lot of sales, marketing, branding out there, but it's all, for lack of a better term, maybe generic or specific to, I don't know, another industry. But we in the industrial space, I think we deserve a special focus on how we sell and how we market and how we brand in this world. So we're going to talk a lot about sales and marketing with an industrial flavor, that's for sure. And then, of course, the strategies to fill that funnel, because no matter how we get to it, no matter what the realities are in a business, we always have to fill that funnel. We can manufacture the best widget in the world and be as efficient and as effective and all that good stuff. But if we're not filling that funnel, if we don't have the right messaging, if we don't have the right branding, if we don't have the right marketing, all of that wonderful operational stuff is for naught. And so we're going to talk a lot about the strategies of filling the funnel. And then finally, we're going to start talking about that company and that branding, because here in this world, this whole digital marketing world we live in, things are changing. And for me, I'll give you an example of where that goes. I have an industrial company. I come from a strong industrial background. I was a lineman. I climbed towers. I ran crews, all of that stuff. And so I have a real passion for industry, the people, the companies within that space. And what's interesting for me is, so I'm driving back from a client and I'm listening to a podcast and I'm struggling, me as a company, struggling with the ability to, what do I do to market? I did traditional marketing. I did traditional branding. And when we say that, I'm talking billboards and print and all that. But I struggled with it because I couldn't see into the value of those mediums. And so I'm driving back. I'm in my truck. I'm listening to a podcast. Don't remember which one it was. However, I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I can do that. And whether I'm going to be right, wrong, it doesn't really matter. But what it does give me the ability to be able to do is to meet people like you and to meet people in companies that are really trailblazers. And it is an avenue that has given me such great joy. And so my background in the industrial world and coming from, you know, digging ditches all the way up and going to school at night, this culmination here in the industrial dojo and this podcast and digital marketing is just out of a need, a necessity for the company, my other companies that I have. And I realized that this market, this digital platform, it's not going to change. It's going to change, but it's going to be evolving at a very rapid rate. And I realized, and you have to realize, that if you're not actively involved in the learning of this platform and the education of yourself, your competition is, and you're going to be left behind. And at which the speed of this technology that's coming through right now, we have no idea what it will be like in 3 to 5 years. And so for me personally, I've embraced it. I'm in love with it. And I believe that if I'm in the game and you're in the game and you're listening to this podcast and you're listening to the series, then you're going to be in a greater position to adapt to the changes that are coming. And we in the industrial world, of course, is we just don't change worth a lick. We've done it this way and we've done it this. We've just got to recognize it. If we're not doing it, if we're not educating, it's all free out there, which is just phenomenal. If we're not doing that, your competition is. And because I know that 80% of my podcast is listened to on the cell phone, which is just a remarkable stat, and that's not going away. So in the coming weeks, days, whatever, we're going to continue to feed this information to you because you can digest it. It's going to be less than 10 minutes, and you can put it into use that day. But for me personally, I'm just honored that you are listening and that I get an opportunity. You know we are out there. We've got a website, industrialtalk.com. We're out in LinkedIn. We've got a Facebook presence. We got Twitter. And we got a YouTube channel. And all of this stuff is going to be out there. So contact me. If you have a story to tell that fits within this particular industrial dojo format, I want to talk to you. I want to get you out there. Because if you have information that is meaningful, that can help your colleagues in some way, shape, or form, you got to contact me because I really do want to hear what you have to say. So with that said, we're going to wrap this up. That's a little about me, a little bit about the program, a little bit about where we're going to go. And stay tuned. There's going to be a lot more coming. Thank you very much for being a listener of the Industrial Talk Podcast. I want you all to be safe. I want you all to be learning and commit to being the best industrial professional that you can be. So with that said, have a great day.